Halo. Hello.
Bank of Cardiff, how may I help you?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Bank of Cardiff.
I'm looking for, oh God. This is Lazarus from Granite Plus.
Oh, Brandon, hey. It's Ruben. I just jumped
hi,
out of
Ruben.
The
yep, that's it.
Yeah, our line got disconnected, so let me just...
Yeah,
well,
my phone died before I could plug it in.
So, no
I
worries.
I
so,
wait for it.
Not worries.
So
we were
last talking about... Go ahead, sorry.
No worries. I just sent you an email so you have my contact information. So, kind of the way that I work is not doing... I want to do all the work on the front end, so if we go to an approval or funding, all the expectations are set, so you don't have any, like, quote-unquote surprises. So,
okay.
Where we left off is you had a payment of around $1,730 and change a month with some money down, and then what was your other approval?
The other approval was $50,000, no money down, and I think that was $1,026 a month or $1,018 a month, something like that.
And so... $1,000 what per month?
$1,018 a month or $1,026 a month. But that was for 60 months. The first one was for 48 months.
And do you feel these rates that you've been offered are more expensive than your initial approval?
I do. The first, all of them are because we got 48 months for 40, I think it was 48 or 52,000 and we're paying $1,063 for 48 months.
Hold on. So let's bring this up. So you were paying $1,063 for what?
For 48 months for almost 50,000 or if not 52,000, I think it was. I think it was like 49 and some change was the approval.
Now, so you're saying you're paying for your $1,063 a month for 48 months for financing how much?
$50,000.
That can't make sense.
No, sorry. You're right. How much was, let's see, I'm trying to think. Was it, it could have been $1,000, yeah. Could have been $1,000 for 60 months. Yeah.
And that's kind of what you've been offered now here, right?
Yeah, I just realized that.
Okay. So, I think here's what I would like to do.
It was $997 was what we were paying for the first one. Now I remember because I know the payment now. $997 and a few pennies, and it's for 60 months. And it was $52,000.
Hold on.
And now we're at $1,000 and some change for $50,000. So it's not that much more over, but a little bit over. At the end of the day, they're almost getting an extra $4,800, I think it was, that I calculated from our first one.
Okay.
With just that little extra dollars that they're getting.
Okay. So I guess here's what I could do for you and kind of to work backwards. So this is my thought. With your transaction, I have no idea how this is being underwritten. Here's what I'd like to do. Do you have a pen handy?
I do.
I'd like you to send me some information. I know you're sensitive to credit inquiries, but I'd like you to send me some information. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like you to send me your last 6 months' business bank statements. I'd like you to send me both invoices on the equipment so I can see how this is being split up and if I can help you on that. Do you have access to like a free credit report or one of those sites where you can process your credit for free?
Oh yeah, my wife does it all the time.
Yeah, so pull a copy of that. If you pull it, it's not an inquiry because you're pulling it yourself. Essentially, it's a soft pull. Pull it and send it over to me, so I can see what it looks like, and then I can circle back with you tomorrow on some thoughts.
Yeah, my wife's credit is like 8-something.
Is she the one that's signing on this, or are you both signing?
No, she's the owner of the company.
Oh, okay. So you know what? If she has really good, she has really good credit.
I think when the bank pulled it, they were like, "Yeah, she's 790."
Okay,
like,
so
she's 800, and she's like, "Well, it's a credit report
Karma or whatever.
If you're a 740 or above, this is not a question of credit. You guys have good credit. That's not the problem. So I guess the question is the loan you're being offered, is it under your Trinity business or your other business?
It's under Granite, with Trinity being the cross company or whatever.
Okay. And do you have any contracts people have offered you, or are these just like numbers people giving you the phone or email?
Excuse me?
Have you been offered any contracts? Have you been sent any paperwork, or is it just like emails or phone calls to go over these numbers?
They sent us like those approval letters or whatever to sign if we agree with it, you know?
Okay.
But not a contract, I don't think, yet. I haven't gone that far yet because the guy I deal with, I was like, dude, I can't do it. Just can't do it until I make sure that, you know, the right deal for us.
No,
today I was ready to do it because I'm like, we went through another company and they were just like all over the board. Like, I was just like, I went with them because our rep was from Sazo was like, oh, you know, she'd get everybody done. She's this, that. I'm like, all right.
Who do you work with at Sazo?
I got a bad echo from this echo.
Sorry, who do you work with at Sazo?
I'm working with Joe.
All right, I don't know who that is. I used to work with a guy once in a while. It's not like a direct relationship, but some of my customers use a guy named Mark. So I think what I can do for it's only about what I can do for you. I'd like to see both quotes on the equipment. I'm going to assume your credit is flawless. I don't think that's the issue at all, so I don't even want you to fill out a credit application. I sent you an email. I'd like you to send me your last 6 months business bank statements. I'd like you to send me the information on the two invoices. You don't have to show me who's forwarding it, but I want to see these two assets and see if these are two separate assets for our purposes, or this is one just big loan to do together.
But see, that's the thing. I'm going to have to call you back. I hear every word I'm saying twice.
Okay, give me a call back. I'll be standing by.
Okay.